Greg Hoskins joins us today. The launch today at Te Pua Marae of new resources about the Manaaki Tangata program. The NAIA is going to open the event, and it's to do with a program that's cared for homeless whānau since 2016. Ngāwai Te Tui Māori, an Indigenous research centre in collaboration with Te Puia, are formally launching three new resources at the Marae today. It's the culmination of a two-year Te Manaaki o Te Marae research project funded by Kāinga Tahi, Kāinga Rua Building Better Homes, Towns and Cities, and as part of the National Science Challenge. Roy Hoskins is an authority in this space, helping us with design concepts and looking for ways through challenging issues with housing. He's kindly with us today. Roy, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. What stands out as most interesting for you with the launch of this these new resources?
Yeah, I think the government's certainly looking for innovation in the housing space, and obviously what Te Puia Memorial Marae have done over the last 3-4 years in stepping up and with their own unique program is quite significant. We're really trying to build on that and create some resources that the marae around Tamaki and around the Mutu can look at and consider where they might wish to place themselves in relation to creating kāinga back on their marae. Of course, you know, our marae emerged from kāinga. Our kāinga included marae, and of course now much of the time our marae don't include any housing at all except for possibly a couple of kaumātua flats. So it's really just creating some tangible and some hopefully useful resources that marae can be inspired and supported by to to go through their own processes. Yeah, kia ora.
I spoke yesterday with Penny Halston, today with Phil Goff. You know, there's 60 mil that have been set aside for marae development here in Tamaki, of 30 marae, but this is infrastructural spending, including car parking and water availability, issues of that nature. It seems to morph nicely, grow into opportunities to consider what you're saying, which is a more extensive design and consideration of housing needs that might be adjacent to marae. In Auckland, we're seeing 3 stories, sometimes 6 levels. We tend not to think like that around our marae, do we? But perhaps one day we should. You and Jenny Lee Morgan have come up with some design concepts that you might share today and over the next little while. Can you give us any sort of corridor in that front?
Yes, certainly. There's six design concepts that would come up in there. They really have arrived from looking closely at the land availability on marae and Tamaki and also on surrounding land, whether it's iwi land or whether it's reserve land that a lot of our marae, of course, sit on council reserves as well. So in some cases, it is really looking to the remaining spaces left on the marae and looking at the range begins perhaps at what we call a nano whare, a kaupapa Māori version of a tiny house. And it builds on the cabins that Te Puia Memorial Marae have been working from for the last 4 years. And then, of course, customises those designs. But those designs very much are able to be reasonably low cost and fit into quite tight spaces. But we see that's a really important model for accommodating queer kaumātua or transitional housing or emergency housing for people affiliated with those marae. We know that our marae, a lot of the kaimahi at the marae have to travel quite long distances because of having to find affordable accommodation. So they often don't live very close to the marae at all. So that model would really support trying to make a space available for those who need it most and who are there to support the functioning of the marae. And then the models move up through to a wharerua, a version of the Turner House, which has become quite well known in Ngāruawahi, which is a very large single-level house but designed for multi-generational living. The next model is looking at a student hostel, acknowledging that a lot of our original Māori Affairs hostels are no longer being used for their original functions, have no longer meeting the needs of trade training students and tertiary students. So we think there's a space for marae to once again, a bit like Rehua Marae in Christchurch, to step up and think about the needs of our tauira that are coming into the city or need better support for studying, which they're perhaps not able to achieve in their home environments. And then another model is what we're calling the Whare Tūhono, which is like a terrace housing development, 2 to 3 stories high, able to be, it's a medium density model, so it can fit into relatively tight spaces. But again, those dwellings could be provided for, again, intergenerational whānau living circumstances. And there's, another version of the model is actually going to a even higher density model, going through up to 6 stories high. But that would require additional land, because generally what we find is you don't want to make any building taller than your whare nui. Generally, that's the approach. So you don't want to kind of monster the existing facilities, but you certainly do want to do what you can to support whānau who are still quite vulnerable in Tāmaki, with even though perhaps the intensity of the housing crisis is beginning to flatten off. We know this is still very difficult sustaining tenancies in Tāmaki, and of course mortgages are out of reach for many of our whānau.
Well, I think that's a really interesting hui today, and thank you for giving us a heads up on some aspects of it. Of course, a major consideration for us is the social interaction that our designs will result in, because unlike others, we don't think it's right to put our old people or any people into little boxes and that's the end of it, to uffy them throughout the whole sort of day and in their lives is probably more a Māori style. Thanks, Ro. Thanks for talking with us of it today. I'm going to follow up on it because I'm very intrigued by some of the ideas you've just shared with us. Ro Hoskins will be at Te Puia Marae today from 10, alongside others who will be looking at perhaps housing potentials around our marae complexes in Tāmaki Makaurau. Ro, thanks very much for joining us on today's program.
Kia ora.
Thank you, mate.